This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news headlines first. President of Bangladesh Mohammad Abdul Hamid visiting Nepal for 4 days starting from today at the invitation of President Bidya Devi Bhandari. State Management and Good Governance Committee directs government to prepare new map of Nepal by including its territory up to Limpiadhura. Election Commission provides election symbol for the upcoming by-elections, and Mexico provides asylum to the former Bolivian President Evo Morales. Now the news in detail. President of the People's Republic of Bangladesh Mohammad Abdul Hamid is paying an official goodwill visit to Nepal starting from today to November 15 at the invitation of President Bidya Devi Bhandari. The President of Bangladesh will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the Trivandrum International Airport upon his arrival. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, during the visit, Mohammad Abdul Hamid, the President of Bangladesh, will meet with President Bidya Devi Bhandari. President of Nepal will also host a banquet in honor of the President of Bangladesh and his delegation. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, Chairperson of Nepal National Assembly Ganesh Timil Sinha, and the Minister of Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali will also meet the President of Bangladesh. Similarly, senior political leaders of Nepal will also be meeting the President of Bangladesh. While in Nepal, the President of Bangladesh will visit Pokhara and the historical and archaeological and cultural sites in the Kathmandu Valley. The State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives has suggested the government to immediately take high-level political and diplomatic initiative to maintain sovereign rights of Nepal at Kalapani area. After acquiring information with members of cabinet regarding the questions raised over the political map recently released by India, the committee directed the government to take initiative to maintain sovereign rights of Nepal at this territory on the basis of geographical and historical facts that the eastern part of Kali River, whose source is Limpiadhura, belongs to Nepal. Praising the views expressed by the government and political parties as well as their stance regarding the map recently released by India encroaching Nepal's sovereignty and territorial integrity, the committee called on the government, political parties and general public to stand firm for the cause of nationality. The committee said Nepal and India should be committed to follow the United Nations Charter and Panchashil principle in letter and spirit, as both the countries were committed towards it on the basis of coexistence, respecting one another's sovereignty, integrity and self-esteem. The committee also asked the government to make effective security arrangement at border areas by establishing permanent barrack of the security forces, while suggesting the government to take effort to resolve all border disputes between the two countries in a permanent manner. The committee directed the government to submit the report prepared by the Eminent Persons Group formed to review the treaty and agreement signed between the two countries to the bodies concerned and to make it public. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Bazur Darshan.
Bhagyavani Babu. Ramruri aipugnu bhayo ni.
Hajur, ramruri pugye. Uchai, mero college ko best friend.
Namaste, Bazur.
Namaste. Aunu na bhitrai.
Huncha, Bazur.
Ani, dada ta office gaisaknu bhayo hai.
Huwa ta bihanai ho. Huncha, tapaiharu fresh hudai garnu na. Ma khana tayar gardai garchu hai.
Has, has, Bazur.
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छ त्यस नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
यू लिसनिङ टु रेडियो नेपाल एटीएम न्यूज बुलेटिन ऑन टु मोर न्यूज नाउ. The secretariat meeting of the Communist Party has completed the task of forming the party's central organizational departments. The secretariat completed the task by appointing the chairperson and secretary of the three commissions which were yet to be formed, and the advisors committee and the senior communist forum. The secretariat meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balotar yesterday appointed Amit Kumar Bohra as the chair and Ashok Rokaya as the secretary of the Central Discipline Commission, and Pushpa Kanil as the chair and Teknath Acharya as the secretary of the Central Audit Commission. party spokesperson Narinkaji Shrestha gave the information following the meeting that Bishnu Pukash Shrestha was appointed as the chairman and Madhav Paudal as the secretary of the Central Election Commission. Kesab Baral has been appointed as the chairman and Nanda Kumar Thapa as the secretary of the Central Advisor Committee. Likewise, Nanda Kumar Prasai has been appointed as the chairman and Govinda Gemali as the secretary of the Senior Communist Forum. Party spokesman Shrestha said that with this, the party unification had been completed. The secretariat meeting of the ruling Communist Party has stated that it has taken issues related to Nepal-India borders seriously. Communist Party spokesperson Narinkaji Shrestha said the government of Nepal had already clarified on the border issues between Nepal and India that surfaced recently. He also said Nepal had already drawn the attention of the Indian government through the Nepali embassy in New Delhi. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs on November 6th had issued a press statement and had clarified that Kalapani area was Nepal's territory. The Election Commission has provided election symbols to the parties contesting in the November 30 by-elections. According to the Commission's election schedule, by-elections are being organized in Kaski Constituency 2 for the member of the House of Representatives and in Bhaktapur Constituency 1A, Baglung Constituency 2B and Dang Constituency 3B for State Assembly members. Election symbols have been provided to a total of 21 candidates, 11 from various political parties and 10 independent candidates for Kaski Constituency No. 2. Likewise, the total of 19 candidates have got election symbols for Bhaktapur Constituency 1A. Similarly, a total of 10 candidates have obtained election symbols for Baglung Constituency 2B. The total of 14 candidates have got election symbols for Dang Constituency No. 2. The Buri Gandaki hydropower project has distributed compensation amounting to over 27.8 billion rupees to the private land owners whose land was acquired for the project, with only few beneficiaries remaining to get the compensation. Altogether, land owners from 27 the then village development committees in Gorkha and Dading districts have been enlisted in the beneficiaries list whose land were acquired for the project, as their land and settlements would face inundation due to the project dam. Project's Chief of Rehabilitation and Resettlement Unit Office Krishna Karki shared that compensation had covered for 44,000 rupees of land so far and the compensation distribution process was nearing the end. Karki informed that a total of 30,078 rupees land was acquired in Dhading district, while 28,075 rupees in Dhading for the 1200 megawatt project. President Vidyadevi Bhandari received the letters of credence from four newly appointed ambassadors to Nepal amid a ceremony held at the President's office in Sital Niwas yesterday. Residential Ambassador of Sri Lanka to Nepal, Himali Subhasini D. Silva Arun Latika, Non-Residential Ambassador of Argentina, Daniel Chupuru, Non-Residential Ambassador of Bahrain, Abdul Rahman Mohammed Ahmed Al Gaud, and Non-Residential Ambassador of Laos, Bunim Chongum, presented their letters of credence to the President. Similarly, President Vidyadevi Bhandari has offered best wishes to all followers of Sikhism at home and abroad on the occasion of 550th birth anniversary of Guru Nanak Dev, who is the founder of Sikh religion. In a message of greetings today, the President expressed the hope that national unity would be strengthened, maintaining tolerance and goodwill among religious, social and cultural diversity by following the guidelines given by Guru Nanak that seek harmony among all religions for peace and protection of religion and for the welfare of humans. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Mexico has offered asylum to former Bolivian President Evo Morales a day after he resigned following weeks of protest over a disputed election. Mexico says their decision was taken for humanitarian reasons after a request from Morales. Morales has not yet commented. He earlier urged his supporters to resist the dark powers that had forced him to step down. Some 20 people were reported injured as his supporters clashed with police. Morales, Bolivia's first indigenous leader, stepped down after the head of army publicly called him to leave the post. The deputy head of the Senate said she would take over as interim president until new elections were held. Morales, a former coca farmer, was first elected in 2006. He has won plaudits for fighting poverty and improving Bolivia's economy, but drew controversy by defying constitutional term limits to run for a fourth term in October's election, which is alleged to have been rife with irregularities. A vast area of Australia's east coast, including Sydney, is bracing itself for one of the nation's worst ever bushfire threats. More than 60 blazes are burning across the state of New South Wales ahead of predicted catastrophic conditions on Tuesday. Authorities warn that fires will spread quickly amid forecast of hot temperatures and strong winds. About 6 million people live in the region. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the eastern hilly region, partly cloudy in the central and western hilly regions, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 31.4 degrees Celsius and minimum of 17 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping, the headlines once again. President of Bangladesh, Mohammad Abdul Hamid, visiting Nepal for 4 days starting from today at the invitation of President Vidyadevi Bhandari. State Management and Good Governance Committee directs government to prepare a new map of Nepal by including its territory up to Limpiadhura. Election Commission provides election symbol for the upcoming by-elections, and Mexico provides asylum to the former Bolivian President Evo Morales. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.